It's Wednesday, the 8th of October, and it's a beautiful morning. Clear, well, mostly clear skies, some light cloud to the south and west. And the sun's just shining, well, backlighting those clouds. I suspect a mist, a colourful sky this morning. But if it remains like this and the sun gets up a wee bit further, it's actually illuminating the tops of the trees about 30 feet up, so it's got a wee bit to rise yet before it shines. On to the house. It's cold, it is indeed. It's not just cold this morning, it's cold. I'm not sure what it is. I guess it's less than 10 degrees, maybe 6 or 7 or 8, something like that. You can feel that great nip in the air, though the air's calm. Another calm morning. And it's just beautiful. The sun has now found an opening. You know, can you just picture the sun up there in the sky and saying, "I got, I need to scramble about the skies here to find a hole in these clouds." You know? It's managing to break through. I think, yeah, if it does break through, it's going to shine on the back of the house almost within the next 2 minutes, please. The air temperature a wee bit. The garden is strewn. Yesterday I spent about 2 hours sweeping up leaves all around the house, making sure the pathways were all nice and tidy and clean. Looking good. Within 5 minutes, that wee black bugger in front of me had made a few messes hauling the stuff out again. Yes, you, Mr. Blackbird. He's scoffing the porridge at the moment. He just loves to see me tidy the garden and then hook it all back out onto the path. I don't mind. In fact, it's one of those instances where I chuckle within, not like a madman, but I chuckle at what he's just done. EasyJet. EasyJet. So, feeling okay this morning? Feeling pretty good actually. Feeling pretty good. It's a nice wee spell of mental and physical well-being. And my eye seems to be doing okay. I'm staring with my right eye closed at the blue sky, trying to count It's hard to count when you're actually trying to move your eye to do an aggregate. I reckon about 10 little tiny wee black dots. Actually, when you look at them, they're not just black dots. They're more like rings, tiny rings. Yeah. And an amoeba. That hurt my neck. I shouldn't do that, really. Anyway, my eyes seems to be okay. For the new, anyway. It's true what they say, begin to, your eye, or your brain, I should say, it's not your eye, your brain begins to focus those things out. So much so that I hardly notice the amoeba now, but it's a wee black dots. I keep thinking there's black flies in the house. You know, move around it. Oh, there's a black fly. Where'd that come from? Oh, get the fly swat out. And it wasn't. There's another black dot. I've got a lot to complain about. I've got bad news about my cousin Stephen. I'm going to leave that for now. And I also visited an older couple yesterday in the town. Flying visit. They're not family or not closest of friends, but they're a lovely couple, we know them well. They're in their 80s, and poor Robert, who is the most gentleman of gentlemen, an educated man, a pipe smoker, slow talker, thinker, an artist. Who starts chemotherapy next week. Poor Robert. Dear, dear. It's been a bad 2 weeks, actually. I might talk about that somewhere else. It's been a bad 2 weeks. 3 weeks, actually. For the old Grim Reaper. Or a good 3 weeks for the Grim Reaper. Dear Lord. My wife always says that the winter takes its toll every year. And every year we lose people we know in the community. And it's kicked off early this year. What a doom and gloom. I was going to say conversation. Dialogue. Monologue. I'm just glad it's not me that people are talking about. Just as I say that, the sun blasts its way through like some laser gun. Oh, I should step back. I've had experience with lasers. Yeah, in a good sense. Yeah, what a difference. And it is a lovely, lovely morning. A lovely morning. Now the sun has got me full bore in its sights, and it is wonderful. I'm closing my eyes to protect my wee black dots, my amoeba.